The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics. Howdy there, patriots in human resources. Welcome to your weekly dose of Red Pill Politics. I am your opinionated and abrasive host, Dave Runs With Scissors Kolpaz, and it is my sincere honor and pleasure to be spending Sunday morning with all y'all. Got it right this time. I think I'm finally on my Sunday morning schedule. Really liking the slot. Had some great callers in recent weeks. And looking forward to another great show today. Hope y'all are doing well. It is November 5th. Okay, we're heading into winter. It's coming. I'm up here at the super secret broadcast bunker, and most of the leaves are down except for the red oaks. They like to hold on to them and make a mess in the spring. But most of the leaves are down. It's hunting season. All right, it's hunting season in a lot of places, so quick tip here, be careful out in the woods. I know people like to hike and all that stuff, but, you know, in the fall, please go and check when the hunting seasons are, all right? You know, you don't want to just cut your dog loose. You don't want to just go tromping through the brush. You want to be careful, and for a couple months out of the year, you got to share the woods with hunters, okay? So just be careful out there. And it's been, I think it's going to be a good year. I've seen some pretty nice deer at the weighing stations, and makes sense. Had a lot of rain up in this neck of the woods anyways, which usually translates to lush plant growth, lots of acorns and things like that. And yeah, I think it's going to be a good year. A lot of the does had two fawns, which is another good sign that there's plenty of food and water. And because if there's not, right, God made his creatures. This is amazing. Right? They just know when times are tough, right, when they got to struggle for food and water, to stay cool when it's hot and to stay warm when it's cold, you know, it sends cues in the body automatically. It's amazing. And the does will only have one young and one fawn when things are tough. But I've seen a lot running around here, a lot of little ones. So I think it's been a good year. I think it's going to be a good hunting season. And be careful out there. Like I said, put a vest on your dog if you have to go out in the woods or you live in the woods. You know, I put a bell on my dog, a little bell on his collar. You hear him coming a mile away. There's no way he's going to be confused with anything. But anyways, I hope you had a wonderful week. I hope you're loading up your food pantry. It's time for me to nag you about being prepared. Last thing you want to do is get your food off a government truck. Am I right? Yes, indeed, I am. So let's get right into the show. But before we start on the topics, I got a few things I wanted to talk about. As I said, hailing from the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, I like to use a few examples of things here that are most definitely going to ooze under the door there, wherever you are. So we got a few things from Massachusetts I'm going to share with you. We're going to talk about some global news. But first, I would like to direct your attention to a book sale that's going on here at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is the 2-year anniversary of the passing of John Stadmiller, the founder of Republic Broadcasting Network. And you know what? I got to tell you, if you were to take 100 other people with ambitions to start an independent online network, you know, I think 99 of them would have failed. All right. And it's it was John Stadtmiller's tenacity and commitment and grit that won the day. And one thing about John is he I can't say he was a man of few words. He spoke his mind and, you know, without hesitation. You know, but he meant what he said. He was something I'll never forget. When I first contacted Republic Broadcasting Network, shopping around my own show, Red Pill Politics, wanted the slot and loved the program. I used to listen at work all the time, and I looked at the calendar and I saw it was a blank spot, and I said, "Heck." You know, nothing ventured, nothing gained, right? You know, a lot of times opportunity passes by because we let it pass by and we don't even try. And I said, well, I mean, what's the worst that they could say? You know, no, thank you. Take a hike. No. So I said, I contacted the stations. You know, I'd like to do a show if I could. And I'm just kind of getting started, but, you know, whatever. And he actually got back to me. This is going back a number of years now. And he offered me a slot, 2 hours, 5 days a week at a time that, and don't forget, I had young ones that I was homeschooling. I had a full-time job. I had all the usual things in life. And as much as I wanted to jump on it, I had to get back and say, you know, and out of fairness to both of us, because if had I have said yes, other very important things in my life would have sacrificed, and vice versa. I didn't want to put on a sloppy show, and, you know, I wanted to do good at whatever I set out to do. And I said, you know, I really do sincerely appreciate it, but out of fairness to both of us, I can't do that right now. And it was a number of years went by. And similar situation, you know, I'm still a fan of RBN, and I looked at the calendar, and I said, holy mackerel, there's a blank in there that actually works with my schedule. And I decided to contact them again. And I said, I noticed the hole in your schedule, and my wife and I are doing a podcast called Red Pill Politics, and, you know, we got a nice little following, and I'd love if you'd consider us again for the network. And then I got that call. You know, John called me up, asked a few questions, talked to me for a little bit, and he wanted me to send in some samples. And he gave me his email address, you know, John Stadtmiller at, you know, republicbroadcasting.org or whatever it was. And then I remember, this is when I knew exactly who I was dealing with. And I asked him, I said, is that John Stadtmiller at blah, 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 or is it John dot Stadtmiller? And there was a moment of silence. And he says, if it was John dot Stadtmiller, I would have said John dot Stadtmiller. Roger that. I knew just who I was dealing with. And I don't mind people like that either. I do appreciate people speaking their mind, and that was definitely John. That's the type of guy he was. You know, and I wish I had a longer relationship with him. You know, I listened to the other programmers, and I was listening to just before we went live here, the Republic of Texas radio, and reminiscing, and, you know, there's a lot of folks that have known John for years and years, and, you know, I wish I had a little bit more time with him. Very interesting guy, very committed to what he was doing, and, you know, if it wasn't for his grit and commitment to the belief that he had in this network, it wouldn't be here right now. I don't think, like I said, 100 other people with a similar ambition and average tenacity, I don't think could have done this. So what I would ask is that if you've enjoyed Red Pill Politics, and if you've enjoyed the other programs here at Republic Broadcasting Network, If you haven't supported us in the past, I'm asking that you do now. All right, this is really important as we are listener funded. Never has this station sold out. All right, we're not controlled. The things that we talk about, the interviews that we have, nothing is controlled. I mean, except for by the host and the programmers themselves. What is deemed to be newsworthy, even those other things that are taboo from the mainstream prostitutes, we were free to discuss here. And that has value. Now, if you can, I know there's people that are living hand-to-mouth all across this country right now. And there's going to be more of that. But for those that have the ability, please consider heading over to republicbroadcasting.org and supporting us. All right, we've got a book drive going on. We have other things advertised on the site. You know, support our sponsors, support our advertisers, do a little shopping there, and support what we do. All right, we have got to get the word out. As I've said 1,000 times, anything that doesn't grow dies. And I believe that that John, if he were alive and here right now, would tell you the same thing, that this is, you know, this isn't it. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, and this, we've reached the finish line. This is what we do from now on. He's not like that. It was always about reaching a bigger audience, bringing in unique programs, and growing, all right? So let's help grow the network, put out a bigger footprint. If you can donate, spend an hour a week, you know, and look around, comb through your list of contacts, small businesses that might want to advertise with us. Do you have a local community college near you? Most of these colleges have radio stations. Do you have a child in college? Are they interested in broadcasting? Maybe you should have them pipe in some of our programming right into the school's stations. We have got to take back our youth. I'm telling you now, if we forsake the young people just because of the unpalatable nature of the crap we see on social media every moment of every day, if we just forsake them, you know, they will rule the day. I can't remember where silent consent has ever worked for us, ever. These are still just kids. They've been influenced by sick perverts, intellectual perverts, and actual perverts. And I can't, I for one can't and won't sit by and just watch this continue to happen. I've given you examples before where I went right into the belly of the beast, you know, within a big clump of 300 radical Antifa and BLM, I cleaved two off from the crowd and began a civil dialogue with them. And it was actually very productive. You know, and it re-solidified in my mind that these are just our kids. They've been misdirected and lied to. They've been heavily propagandized. You know, but this can change. It only takes is for you to revoke your silent consent. That's what it takes. Imagine that. It's that difficult and that easy all at the same time. So let's keep the word going out. Don't forsake the young people. Because I promise you this. They feel all, because they're at that rebellious stage, all right? The communists and the globalists know this, that you got to co-opt the youth. And it's because they are at this rebellious stage in their life where they rebel against authority. So all of a sudden they think it's cool when a teacher that looks and stinks like Rashida Tlaib, for example. Imagine her as a teacher, a grammar school or high school teacher. You know, and the kids think that's cool. Wow, you know, adults using the F-bomb around us. And adults rebelling like that, how cool is that? They're just tapping into their rebellious nature. And they think they're actually solidifying new rights, like trans rights. There is no such thing as trans rights. It's a complete figment. It is made up. We all have individual rights that apply to each and every one of us exactly equally. So their idea of equity, complete communist propaganda. But what if we got the kids hopped up on liberty? True liberty. This is a frightening thing to some people, adults. You know, especially those that are the political type. Liberty is a frightening thing. To all of a sudden to be able to control your own actions and do whatever the hell you want to do. As long as you don't harm anybody else, there's really no place for government in butting their nose in and micromanaging your life. But having that much liberty, that's scary to some folks. But to young people, I've said this before and I'll say it again, I'll continue to say this. If you get a young people hopped up on liberty so that they understand where it came from, where your rights truly came from, the proper role of government, because government is force. Just think about it that way. Government is force. We've delegated just enough force to them, theoretically, this is the way it's supposed to work, to defend our Constitution and our rights. But, of course, they have just gone completely rogue, to be honest with you. Our government, by and large, with very, very few exceptions, has turned on you. That oath, that's only a formality. They take that oath just to be able to actually get in there like a friggin' wrecking ball, a constitutional wrecking ball. They don't believe their oaths. They've taken other oaths that they believe in. I don't know what to tell you, folks. These people, you know, you've got to understand, just step back from the details, because they love to get you to wallow into the infinite minutiae, so that you don't take the fundamental bird's eye view of whether government even should be doing what it's doing. We're at a point right now, I'm going to talk about this as among the things that we've got to understand and have in our head moving forward, and this is critically important, is that what's going on at the border, not only, you know, right now, which is at astronomical levels that we've never seen before, where government is literally encouraging people to flood into this, surge into the nation, is what the Bidenista regime said, the head of the Bidenista regime himself. If I get elected president, surge the border. And they did. And they are. They are continuing to. Every day by the thousands, by the tens of thousands. Take into consideration that this has been happening. Little drips have been leaking into this country for decades. And now, we're all sitting back while a government most literally engages in treason. This is treasonous. Among the few things that the Constitution puts as a mandate on government is, you know, maintaining its border. This is an extension of property rights where you say you're a landowner, you own a piece of property with a house on it, it's got borders. All right, your neighbor, the abutters, can't go over and put a shed on your property. It is yours and it is defensible. Legally and physically. And the border around this nation is synonymous to that. And it's one of the few responsibilities, the few mandates on government, you must do this. And they gave you the finger. It gave you the finger. Yeah, we're managing the border, okay? All right, and this is our border policy, is we're just going to let everybody in. And they are. They're flooding in here from nations all across the planet. They're being called refugees. Now, a refugee is someone fleeing, okay, literally fleeing for their lives. They're being persecuted, hunted, just horrible abuses in the nation that they're from. And they are refugees, not these people that are coming across the border now. They're not coming from nations that are persecuting their people. They're coming from all over. Add to this our aggressive quest for democracy. All right, two wolves and a sheep deciding what to have for dinner. All right, global democracy. That is what is now deemed one of America's interests. All right, we're gonna talk more about the blowback of that after this break. Stay with us. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hit the website, do some shopping, and we'll see you in a minute.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because of the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis. Gold, a valuable thing to store. The power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in five easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I only talk to God when I need a favor, and I
back. Happy Sunday, November 5th, everybody. It is absolutely a beautiful day out here. Unseasonably warm, actually. A little bit warm. But I'll take it because I got a lot of outside work to do, and I would just love to take advantage of these last few nice days. Hope you're doing the same. If you are a fan of the show and you would like to engage more, which I do highly encourage you to do, because I want these videos and things, everything to travel as a resource together. So if you would, please go over to redpillpolitics.chattango.com, and there's volunteers from the station that are monitoring and putting on a text chat during the live broadcast. And I also would love to have you on my notification list. Every single week, we throw out a live stream directly to our Rumble channel. All right, so look us up on Rumble or go to redpillpolitics.tv. There's a direct link there. And the idea is that the things that we talk about, my thing is I want to land on the truth. I'm not always right, but I try to listen and follow the news and what's going on from people with the best track record. Whether it's good news or bad news, as long as the news is not a lie. I am so tired of being lied to. And this is where I've got such disdain for the political whores and prostitutes in the mainstream. They were given special constitutional protections in the First Amendment, the very first one. All right, they were protected against persecution so that they could report on what was our public servants were actually doing. They are our servants. We do have the right to monitor them. And look at the Big Brother network that blew up around us, for God's sakes. Friggin' ridiculous. It's supposed to be the other way around, folks. Government's not supposed to be in your TV watching you back. The press is supposed to be reporting on everything that they do, good and bad. And they haven't. What they have done, and is, like I said, they've gone right past the point of being useless to the point of being dangerous. They are a threat to the Republic because they're selling you out. They don't work for us. They work for them. Absolutely sickening. I'm going to be opening up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour here. So if you have got something you'd like to get off your chest, we're going to be talking about a couple of things here. Massachusetts, I told you I was going to be sharing some news here from the old Commonwealth. If you're on social media, in particular, Twitter has been flooded with this. There's a video out there of a girls' field hockey game here in Massachusetts out in Swampscott where a girl got her teeth knocked right out by a male on the other team. Absolutely disgusting stuff. We'll be right back. Got another quick message. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. See you in a moment. Do shadow hands run democracy? The edges speak of a lie. Shrouded in secrets and mystery. Lines of history, they sit at the top, counting all the gold they have robbed common men. They put their puppets into place, then pull the strings. Simple whisper, sleight of hand, twisted evil plan. Is it too much to...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
The show, folks, is Red Pill Politics. Today is Sunday, November 5th, and I want to welcome you all on board. Thanks for taking the Red Pill with us today. Just before the break, we were talking about what's going on in Swampscott, or what went on in Swampscott. Girls field hockey team, where they're now allowing men, all right? This is nothing, this is just another in a long train wreck of examples of just how friggin' warped our government and those governmental things that are government-like, that create policy, regulation, ordinance, and code, almost anything but law, and then try to force people into compliance. All right, you're now a bigot and a racist and a sexist and a homophobe if you don't want men involved in what is traditionally a woman's event or a woman's activity or women's sports. Initially, the feminists out there, you created a monster. You really did. The feminist movement has just come full circle. It come right back around and bite them right in their ever-widening asses. It's unfriggin' believable. You have degraded what it is to be a woman, what it is to be a mother, the single most important job in the whole friggin' world, and you've demoralized it beyond belief. The respect for life. You got mothers out there bragging about how many of their own babies they killed. You thought you had more support. It's like when the LGB community said, oh, we got this whole new trans thing, and they're going to support us, and this is going to be great. We're going to have more numbers now. You just invited the monster into your living room. Right? Because the one thing, like the LGB community, they know what gender they are. There's no confusion. You're not the same. You welcomed them in, and now they're burning the house down. So, yeah, women's rights, the feminist movement, the a woman can do anything a man can do. That's been the mantra. What a horrible thing to do to women. I am serious. Women have the unique opportunity of doing everything that the men can't do. Are you kidding me right now? Look at the women who, and let's go back to the high school example here. You know, these are a bunch of athletes, women athletes, all but one, who just knocked the friggin' teeth right out of another woman. I mean, you just don't see this. Go and analyze field hockey statistics till you're blue in the face and find out how many times one woman just mashed the face of another. I mean, this is what's going on now. Look at the women that are have gotten into weightlifting. All right, do you want, you know, whatever. But it should be for women. A man comes right in there and just all of the hard work. Their records, when they strive to beat that next record by another 5 pounds, you know, they're legitimately putting in every bit, the blood, sweat, and tears to make their body perform to achieve that record. And a man comes in and just blows it out of the water, where there's just no woman, a normal woman. I'm not talking about all steroided up, because this is in competitive sports, to stick with this as an example for right now, you know, it's about how strong and skilled, how strong your body is, how healthy you are. What you can do with eating good and a commitment to exercise and workout, to master your sport and build your body, what the human body can do. It's, you know, if you needed steroids, you would have been born with an abundance of steroids. So, yeah, there's no normal woman. And I don't even think, because if you allow steroids for both, men are still going to outperform and outbulk a woman who's on steroids. So all those records. Think of all the hard work, all the scholarships. There are women busting their ass out there to be the best athlete that they can, knowing that there's universities that would love to give them a sponsorship if they played for their team. Don't forget, colleges and universities, you know, they're, you know, often run like businesses to generate a profit. It's what corporations do. It's their only fiduciary responsibility. So, yeah, and they, you know, spent their childhood swimming. Maybe swimming was their thing, to be the best athlete swimmer that they could. And now they get to that point where they absolutely should be getting these scholarships. They should be number one, two, and three, and they're not, because a man took it from them. Anyone in Massachusetts who has a child still in those ungodly indoctrination camps, who might be participating in sports, you need to put pen to paper and contact every one of those little communist sons of bitches right up and down the food chain. Not only are they depriving these women of scholarships and things that rightful achievements that they've worked hard for, but they are a clear threat to them physically. In these sports that are contact sports like this, and this is not even really a contact sport, you don't tackle people like you do in football, but you know, you're engaged and very physical. They have willfully put these girls in danger, physical danger. You've damaged all the work that they did to maintain, you know, straight A's or as close to it as they could, to develop their skill, to have your heterophobic agenda crap all over them. It's infuriating. So yeah, that's going on in Massachusetts. There's a girl getting her face put back together because a male trans field hockey player knocked her damn teeth out. Preventable. Disgusting. Well, there are a few words that I have, single words that describe the situation. And it is getting to be systemic, system-wide. Look at what happened to the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. It imploded. And I hope it does entirely until they pull their head out of their collective butts. They call them Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts for a reason. You know what? I got a big libertarian streak in me. Do what you will. There's a lot of lifestyles I don't like. And I would certainly, given an opportunity, tell you of a better way. But you know what? If these people with gender dysphoria want to have their own, be able to play competitive sports, have a trans league if you must. You know, until you get the psychological help that you need. But leave the women to women's sports and the men's to men's sports. Nowhere in the Constitution did I see that we have to consent and get on bended knee to these perversions. Absolutely disgusting. We were talking about the border. And this next topic will segue right into what I'd really like to talk about, is the terrorist cells that have established themselves here. That's what I really like to talk about. But recently captured here in Massachusetts, a guy from Venezuela, a convicted murderer. All right, a convicted murderer was found at one of these refugee centers at Cape Cod. This is just one. No, don't forget that there's millions of them that have flooded into this country. Here in America alone, just to give you a little benchmark by which to maybe make some of your own comparisons and calls here on observations. If you go to your state's sex offender registry website, find your town, and usually there's a way you can just click on an interactive map and they'll all show up as little bubbles. These are only American convicted sex offenders who were released, actually follow the law and the requirements of their release and register. Okay, so there are convicted American sex offenders that don't register. So don't look at that list as complete and conclusive. It's not. It's very incomplete. So it doesn't include those that didn't register. But now you've got millions who have surged over the border, who have an unknown number of predators and sex offenders of all types. Okay, and you know, no one seems to care. They're being ushered in. They're given money. They're given phones. They're being flown to wherever they want to go. We're catching people now that are saying, well, yeah, the UN gave me this card, gave them some money, told them where to go, and just wait. Wait for what? Wait for what? You know, to go back to our flawed foreign policy, all the proxy wars and strife around the world right now, the obvious organization against the American dollar and against America, BRICS is an example. China, we know they're opportunists. They're just waiting for that opportunity where we are so sufficiently distracted or unstable for whatever reason. And that's when they'll strike. All right, do you think they're going to need to send ships full of soldiers across the ocean? You know, planes flying overhead, parachuting now by the thousands and tens of thousands? No, they're already here. It was several weeks ago, I found an article where they know that there are 34,000 military-aged male Chinese that came into this country illegally with this surge. I mean, is 34,000 enough? Is that noteworthy? All right, we got conflict now that's taken up all the prostitutes chirping right now. Over in the Middle East again, another flare-up. Like, that hasn't been happening for thousands of friggin' years. And America's at a good rolling boil. Insurrection-like activity from the Palestinian supporters at the White House and college campuses all over. The same thing with Israel. All right, how many have flooded into this country? How many Muslims have come in with the flow from all over? Just waiting. These are all little cells forming. Right? They may come in. They look like they're coming in just wearing the shirts on their back. All right, they're not coming in marching with arms. But you know what I think? This is my prediction. Because you can also go on social media, and you can see the urban fledgling thugs. I'm talking kids 12, 13, 14 years old, streaming pictures of themselves with all their guns. You know, what I think is going to happen is that these illegals that are coming in, this invasion, these are not people seeking to acclimate into America and be part of American freedom and liberty. They're not looking to acclimate. These are people that are used to fighting, warring in their nations. They destabilize their homes, and they're looking to do it here. And they are not afraid to fight. So here's what I think is going to happen. Yes, I know the American government and all their you know, dark agencies are, you know, they traffic guns all over the place. Remember when FEMA and a post office and places like that bought up millions of rounds of hollow point ammunition? All right. And they say it was for training. You don't train with that stuff. You train with range rounds. So where's that right now? So, yeah, does the government have the ability to arm people? Yeah, they do. And that could happen at some point. But first, before that happens, these people, because they look just like us, we are the melting pot, no one knows and has any clue that they might be part of the invading army until you realize that they can't speak English. And they come in, the brown and the black people that are invading. They come in the urban setting, the brown and the black people there. Oh, cool, our numbers are going up, just like you feminists out there thought, just like you LGBT thought. They are not you. You're going to go into these hoods and these urban areas where these kids flaunt their guns, and they're going to get their asses kicked and their guns taken. All right, now they got a few guns off the street. All right, took them right from you guys. And now they're going to start breaking into homes. This is what happens in other countries. There's reporters saying that, you know, they will literally go and rush your home. Take your home to live in there. Kill you and stay there. They may just kill you and take more guns until they got as many guns as they need to where they are armed little units, little cells all over this country. Cities and towns, big and small, they're everywhere. And because we are still the most armed population on the planet, there's going to be a great big test to see if you can keep them. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a test to see if you can keep them now, because you got politicians coming after them, and you have an invading army. Don't tell me that millions of people that have surged over this border with zero allegiance to you or your constitution, with zero intent to acclimate, don't you think for a minute that they don't want what you have and they're going to take it from you because they feel that they're entitled to it. Yes. There's people from nations around the world that hate us. And it's not because of anything the yous or the me's did. It's because of a very aggressive, deep state foreign policy under the guise of spreading democracy. Crying out loud. We flood CIA assets into areas all the time, packaged up as aid. I don't know how many. I would say probably the majority of these aid efforts to bring civilian aid. They're just a conduit of people to get into that nation and begin to destabilize. Well, you know what? The nations of the world are tired of it. And many of them have come here. And they didn't have to parachute in. They didn't have to come in on giant ships. They just walked here. And even then, they didn't have to. The government sent buses and airplanes for them. Title 8, Section 1324. We should be charging everybody up and down the food chain again. You got people in the federal government right down to do-gooders in your town that have aided and abetted this federal crime. It is a federal crime, and it is an act of treason to conspire to do it against your nation as part of a plan to take it down from within. From within. Because they knew. The Japanese said, the reason we don't invade mainland America is because there's a gun behind every blade of grass. And I think there's a coward behind every gun behind every blade of grass. Because you've done nothing. I swear, people are holding, they have their firearms, great, but you're going to literally wait until the thugs have kicked in your door and standing in your living room? And even then, I think you try to rationalize some reason why you might be wrong. Maybe they do just love me. I just haven't figured out why yet, but, maybe I've got it all wrong. You folks got the government you deserve right now. You sit there bitching and complaining of all the wrong things that they're doing, pointing your finger at them, and the rest of those fingers are pointing back at you. I say you got the government you deserve. The people always get the government they deserve based on constant vigilance, basically. And it is no more complicated than that. America, you're taking your hands off the wheel. 512-248-8252 is the number. If you'd like to call in, please do. Let me know what you think. What do you think about, we talked about a couple of things, but I do want to stay with this potential for numerous terrorist cells to be percolating right now here in America, every one of the 50 states. Do you think I'm just paranoid? Am I wrong? Have all these people come here just because they love liberty and freedom? Have they fled persecution? Can you give me some examples of people that we're seeing on a daily basis? I don't know. I see people obese with newer clothes than I have. $600 iPhones. And wearing flip-flops. And what I think they're doing is they're walking by a MSNBC camera, just as a photo op, to hop on a government-sponsored bus and bus straight into a nice hotel somewhere. All right. Have anyone out there tried to go, say you're just traveling to, on business or vacation or whatever? It is getting notably more difficult for regular Americans just to find a friggin' hotel. All right? They're all getting booked up. Government's coming in, writing big fat checks. Government agencies, the new Soviet, writing big fat checks. Just shut up and open up your doors. We'll keep you full. We'll pay for damages. And by we, they mean the taxpayer. What do you think of that? Is that your observation? You watch, pretty soon you're not going to be able to just go for Christmas or Thanksgiving and stay in a hotel. We'll see you right after the break. It's Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You've been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.